AP News, I'm Hayup Anjouani. Britain says it's suspending some arms sales to Israel because of risk they could be used to break international law. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to use a joint campaign appearance in the industrial city of Pittsburgh with President Joe Biden to say that U.S. steel should remain domestically owned, coinciding with the White House's earlier opposition to the company's planned sale to Nippon Steel of Japan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a day of protests and tension across Israel.
Hundreds of Israeli protesters block a main road in Tel Aviv to protest the government failure to return hostages held in Gaza. At the noisy demonstration, Razkup Furman says, "We want the end of the war and the release of our hostages. I don't know. I wish I could do much more than that. I feel it is the minimum I can do, go out to the streets and demonstrate." Protesters are demanding that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a deal to return the remaining roughly 100 hostages, a third of whom are believed to be dead, even if it means leaving a battered Hamas intact and withdrawing from the territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a news conference, National Transportation Board member Todd Inman says NTSB investigators have been collecting evidence at the scene of a commercial bus crash in Vicksburg, Mississippi, that killed 7 people and injured dozens of others.
A 2018 Volvo motor carrier, and this was on August 31st, traveling westbound on I-20 at approximately mile marker 11. That time, the coach's left front tire failed. At that point, the vehicle traveled southwest onto an embankment and rolled over on its left side.
Global shares are mixed, and investors are looking ahead to the U.S. employment report set to release later this week for an indication of the strength of the American economy. This is AP News. Labor Day is considered the start of peak political campaigning for the November presidential election.
Election Day is only about 2 months from now. Republicans are ready to attack the record of Vice President Kamala Harris. Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos advises former President Trump to stop personal insults and stick with the issues.
She's been a wrecking ball on foreign policy. It's been the most incompetent administration I can remember on things that matter to the American people, your safety and your prosperity.
Although the GOP attacks Harris on immigration, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine on Fox News Sunday says,
Biden-Harris administration has removed more people from the United States, about 4.4 million.
And he notes Donald Trump rejected immigration proposals in 2018 and this past February. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Hayup Anjouani, AP News.